The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, Episode 12, Dark Therapy. With deep appreciation toward reincarnation research, no slight or ridicule intended. Good evening, or morning, or afternoon, wherever you are in the world. My name is Sir Simon Milligan, and
I just keep racking them up.
Oh, Hecubus, what are you on about now?
You said my name is, Master. You usually say, I am Sir Simon Milligan.
Then why don't you say it yourself and score another one? You interrupted my introducing you again anyway.
Of course, Master. Hello, my name is Hecubus, minion of the Darkness Pit.
And we welcome you again to the Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows. Tonight, we are deeply delving into some serious gloom and a plummet into the shades and specters of this story.
Oh dear, Master. You make it sound like there won't be many laughs to be had.
There won't.
But Master, what darkness could be so deep that it misses reaching the funny bone?
Well, that depends on your perspective. You see, Hecubus, we've often been rubbing our hands over the sinister regions of the human mind. Upon this new endeavor, we've also been analyzing the human soul. But tonight, we are investigating the deepest regions of both.
Ew, sounds scary, Master.
It is. And that is exactly why we are here.
We shall help our listeners along, as the evening is a lengthy one, and our road is perilous.
Yes. I don't know if any of you out there have ever explored an all-nighter with a good friend or a devilish enemy, but you know that the only parts of it worth telling are the highlights. So, my devious assistant and I will be helping to fill the gaps of this special session into the past life hypnosis of Maggie Evans. Let us continue at the Evans home, where Dr. Hoffman is making sure that they truly desire this to happen.
Now, you do realize what you're asking for is rather unorthodox, and I don't have the necessary experience.
That's why I need to be here too, believe me. I've had enough experience to know what to look for.
All right. I wouldn't normally take this chance. But one can hardly argue with the ghost of a little girl.
Heh. Yes. It's all terribly strange. But if that Sarah is for you being here, too, it somehow boosts my confidence. Though I'm sure it won't be pretty.
Could we talk about something else? I'm trying to relax. And all that talk is making me nervous.
You're right. So, how about those black bears?
Huh?
You know, the University of Maine team.
Well, that's a start. I feel a bit better. Pop, I'm scared. When this is all over, will I remember you?
Yes, and I think more than you know.
All right. Just relax. And we'll go through this step by step. Now, you see this medallion? Pretty, isn't it?
And Dr. Hoffman does her voodoo that she does so well as Maggie gently drifts into a trance.
You're going back further to the time of your birth, and a little further back, and a little further now. What do you see?
She coming just now, Dickton! Laufen!
What? Who are you?
My name is Hansel Bachmeier. Although some of the Empire call me Jaeger.
Mr. Evans, is this?
Whoa. If I wore a monocle, I think it would have just dropped into my cup.
Hansel, what is the year?
It is 1918. But don't ask me what day. I haven't known what day it is for too long. Oh, here it comes again! Get down!
Doctor, we'll have to press on.
Hansel, it's all right. Nothing can hurt you here. You're in a safe place. Go back further. You're getting younger.
And later, after the three do some necessary plotting through Hansel's life.
This is getting stranger. I have a son?
Mr. Evans, you told me you knew about this. What were you expecting?
Not a double agent to the Kaiser, that's for damn sure.
All right, Hansel. You're safe, and going back a bit farther still, and a bit farther, you're in a safe place. Now go back to the time of your birth, and a bit further, and back far enough to... Yes? You are speaking to me? Sprechen Sie Deutsch? I'm not sure I understand you. Is that German?
Okay. We've moved on.
Who are you? My name is Kitty. Or is it? I must be having delusions of grandeur. What a lovely portrait. Why is he so late? Must I stay here? Or should I go? But where would I go? I suppose I shall end it all now.
Better catch this one before it fades. I have a feeling we're getting close.
Stay with us. Don't end it, Kitty. You mustn't fall away.
Fall? I'm not going to fall. Or am I? Shall I drink this poison? Or shall I jump?
Don't do either. Just stay with us. Now. Where are you?
I'm at Collinwood.
That's good. That's where we want to be.
Collinwood? Mr. Evans, it would really help me to know the name of the incarnation you're looking for.
That's the problem. She has to say it herself for me to be sure. Ask her why she's not sure who she is.
Kitty, are you sure that's who you are?
Well, they also call me Lady Hampshire. But that's not what I call myself anymore.
What do you call yourself?
Chaussette.
Chaussette?
The last name. We need the last name, Doctor.
What is your last name, Chaussette?
Oh, dear. I'm not sure. That was another time. So much further back. Or was it? What does the calendar suggest?
Josette, savez-vous de moi?
I'm not sure. Do I?
Mr. Evans,
is that French you're speaking?
Only a little. Take Kitty back further. We're on the right track now.
Kitty, can you go further back? Back to
Barnabas Collins?
Who?
He's here. In my room. No. No, it's her room. I've come to confront her.
What's going on?
He's here. No! Don't come near me! I can't fight both of you!
Both of who?
Barnabas and Josette.
Josette?
A girl who died 100 years ago!
100? What year is it, Kitty?
It is 1897. And I am Lady Hampshire.
Yes. Yes, you are. Now, go back further. Don't worry. Nothing can harm you. Go back in time to your childhood. Keep getting younger.
And as I continue to collect more names, we find our poor and worn-out soul has finally shifted back to something very sinister indeed in her current lifetime.
No! I'm Maggie Evans. That's who I am. I'm Maggie. 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 Why is he keeping me here? Why doesn't he know who I am? My entire personality is meaningless to this leech!
I'm going to take her out of this.
No, Doctor. She's fighting something. There's something blocking the other lifetime.
How can you be so sure?
Trust me, Doctor. We're getting to more than one truth here.
I don't know what you're after, Mr. Evans. But if it wasn't for the four of you pushing me, I'd have quit over an hour ago. The human body isn't a time machine.
No, Doctor. The human body is not.
Leeches? Why does that remind me of something? Like being ill. And why? Josette Collins. No.
Not Josette Collins.
It's not my name. Maggie Evans. Maggie. Maggie. Why am I in this room? Willie. Willie.
No. No, he's left me. No, he's gone. No, he's left me waiting here. Why has he left me waiting here?
Steps on the stairs. He must be coming up. I've got to come down. I've got to come down.
Who's coming up?
It's... It's... Barnabas Collins.
Holy smoke of the underworld! I knew he was evil, but even I didn't know how evil he could be.
That certainly wasn't polite. I'm not sure I'd want to play another round of bridge with him knowing he'd locked her up. Or maybe I would.
No, only in my dreams. As you likely can imagine, Sam Evans, upon hearing that his ages-gone potential son-in-law became a vile kidnapping wretch, is, well, not pleased.
Ugh! Mr. Evans, control yourself! You'll likely break her out of the trance, and this could all end right here. Is that what you want?
I don't know why he would do that! That wasn't the man I knew!
What?
That isn't the man I know. Anyway. Give her some time. Now what I need for you to do is keep that intact, and then we'll go back to Kitty and try again. Understand?
Mr. Evans, what do you want me to do? Have her bookmark it or something?
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe she isn't the girl I thought she was.
But then, why all the flashes of insight? And why on earth did he do more than show her that crummy music box?
The room might have done it, but not by force. She was never there very long anyway. She's right. He didn't remember much about her at all.
What in the world are you talking about, Mr. Evans?
Just some history research, Doctor. You know, your old specialty.
Thanks. Now, do you seriously want to continue this?
Well, those kidnapping memories are out now, and I'm not sure what could have kept her from remembering that earlier.
You know something? When she goes back farther, let me handle it.
If you insist. I just hope you know what you're...
Bonsoir.
What?
Doctor, I think it worked.
What worked?
That's what was blocking it. It was the trauma she repressed.
She worked so hard at not being a faux Josette. Why on earth would that have helped reminding her that she was...
Tell me, ma petite demoiselle, who are you?
Je m'appelle Josette Dupré.
No. That can't be.
And Josette? What year is it?
The year is...
Come on, girl. You can tell me.
The year is... 1795.
Bingo. Now, where are you?
At Collinwood.
No. That's impossible.
And Josette? Josette? Look at me. Do you know me?
Papa? Why, your face is so... hirsute.
Yes, it is a bit more. Now...
Look around where you are. What do you see?
A cliff that I was taken to. I was here to fight.
What's going on?
I will miss you.
What's happening?
I don't want to become a monster like
No. Not again. Josette, don't.
No. Stay away from me. I've seen what I will become.
I've heard all this before.
And I just want... No! I can't become that!
Are you all right?
Well, I think so. But I'm not sure.
Maggie, Chazette?
Pop? Papa?
And at precisely the same moment of this awakening, we have another one.
Where am I? What is this? So dark. Out! Let me out!
Not so loud.
Nicholas? Why did you put me in here? Do help me up.
My pleasure. Now, venture over here to the mirror and take a look at how gorgeous you are.
Nicholas? I've got to be in the wrong spot. I only see you in the... Nicholas? Nicholas?
What have you done?
Hush, my dear. Perhaps we could have your likeness painted so you could see it. Or, well, maybe not. Why repeat the same old error?
And also, at the old house, as Sarah and her brother investigate her room more after a game of Which Hand is the Coin In?
This isn't the same bedspread I remember. It looks the same, though. Barnabas, why is so much of this all worn down?
Don't you know? You've given me the impression that you always know more than you let on.
It's not that simple. The things I know come and go. Oh.
What is it?
They're awake now. They're all awake.
Sarah, who's awake?
Maggie and Chazette and...
Chazette? How?
And the other one. The lady who gave you the tea. For me.
Angelique?
That's her name. I told you to keep your wits about you. Don't lose hope. I'll be here. Mostly.
And later on, at the Evans cottage, a quite perturbed Maggie does not want a cup of coffee.
No thanks. Oh, I wanted to know so bad. And as usual, as soon as you find out what you wanted to know so bad, you wish you didn't.
I'm sorry. Maybe it would have been better if we just had them all erased somehow.
then it would have been all for nothing. It's as though...
A grandma? Grand remedy?
What was that?
Desperate diseases must have desperate remedies. I should have known that one.
If he just could have remembered who I really was, or cared about who I am now. Although, it's not as if I would have cared for that version of him. In any case, it's like men don't want a companion. I don't know why playing with dolls is considered such a feminine activity. Sorry, Pop.
That's all right. I know what you mean. But I guess that works both ways. Even in simple friendships.
Yes. And I suppose Kitty and Josette...
Maggie.
Saying the names. It's as if they were two other people. In third person. It's just that they're not third person anymore. They're me.
I know. It's gonna be all right. I promise.
Thank you, Pop. Dr. Hoffman, will you stay a while? I'm not sure I can sleep much with
so many memories to other lives in my mind.
These two in particular. Mind if we go to my room, Pop?
That's fine. I think a kidnapping, a cliff fall, drinking poison, and then having both the flu epidemic and World War I combined is enough for you tonight, my dear. Oh, wait a second.
What? Why are you taking my medallion?
No more of that nonsense tonight.
After all that? Why should say?
Just humor me, Doctor. Fine. I'll just keep that right here. And maybe I'll head out and have more than words with that Mr. What's this? Oh. Captain's compass. Must be in a mix-up, too. Why on earth is it spinning like that?
Phew! Oh my goodness! Andre! Thank heavens I gave you that thing! I don't know where that woman put me, but it wasn't a sound vessel.
Hello, Captain.
Andre? There's no need to look at me like that, after what I've been through for your sake!
All right. But mind you, I've got a doctor in there with my daughter, so this might not be the best time.
Well, all they might hear is you, my friend. As you know, no one can see or hear me unless I wish it.
And in Maggie's room. Do you think he's all right?
He's just really upset. Sometimes he'll even holler at himself. Best leave him alone. And later on, after Captain Gregg and his friend hash out the details.
It doesn't sound like you clearly remember everything you told me, Andre. Didn't you say it was a bloody woman who made all these dreadful things happen? Well, if nothing else, at least you can do some good with what you earned for that painting.
Oh, destroy that thing!
Belay that action, sir!
You and I went through a lot together, just so this booty could reach you. Don't you dare throw it away!
Pick up your hand and let me have that. How can I accept it from him? Even to give away as a charitable donation?
Because you almost died again, in one capacity or the other. And this incident brought us back together somehow. I may never have known you once more if your memories hadn't been unlocked already. Physical and spiritual. That anger gave you something unique of most mortal men, Andre D- Sam Evans. So go ahead and be angry.
Well, I sure am. But I can't do it. I won't. You hear me? You spook? Mail the check, Andre! Why don't you do it if you're so hot about it? The envelope is already filled out and stamped anyway.
Don't ask me how I sealed the envelope.
No. Your clothes are probably still damp enough. You could still use your shirt sleeve. You go ahead. Without me.
Oh no, Dupre. None of that. You need a blasted walk.
Now tell me. Why don't you remember what happened that night? You told me yourself he'd been cursed by that woman who wreaked havoc on everyone involved. You knew more than I can sort out about it all.
Daniel Gregg. I'm hardly in any capacity close to what I was then. I had no idea it was going to be as mixed up as it was.
But you knew it was going to be mixed up, Andre. You knew that.
Daniel, I don't know who to be more upset at. A pseudo-ex-vampire whom I'd once approved for a son-in-law? Or the hackneyed sorceress who made him that way?
Well, you know where my loyalties lie. I was never a feminist, except somewhat lately.
Yes, I do recall. Well, here it is.
Go ahead and do it. Put that money where your actions have been. One small little piece to anyone else who might be going through what you've been going through.
I can't touch the handle, Daniel. I just can't.
Then allow me. And remember, I may have opened it for you, but you mailed it. Now, we can have that drink.
And the long night continues as the captain leaves after his glass of Madeira and Dr. Hoffman exits Maggie's bedroom.
Well, that should be over and done with, I guess.
Isn't it?
Mr. Evans, you know what scares me about her? Now that it's all out in the open, through all of that pain, she still loves him. She still misses him. She kept saying so as she drifted off to sleep.
She would, Dr. Hoffman. They were betrothed, after all.
Were they? Really? Anyway, she's finally asleep. It's been a long night.
Gets longer, Doctor. Have a seat. I need to know what you know. You didn't seem as shocked as I expected at hearing about the kidnapping. And I might as well know everything.
Well, and as you can imagine, upon the famous Afghan, Dr. Hoffman gives Sam Evans her version of how she became involved in Barnabas Collins' life through Maggie, likely leaving out certain details as to any guilt that can be placed upon her.
Good Lord! I'm glad that stopped. Why would you put up with all that? Or do you particularly like being a man's throttle doll?
I don't know. I think I was obsessed with my plans of curing him and then just got obsessed with him.
Well, she's, who wouldn't? 170 years in a coffin? Poor man.
Poor man?
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I said it either. But as you may be speculating, I know him a lot more than you might think. Heck, more than I thought I did. Though, I was certainly wrong about him being a reincarnation of himself.
Can you imagine it? I mean, really, imagine it. So many of the inventions we take for granted thrown into his life all at once.
I know.
No cars?
Cars?
Not even that. The man probably never saw a damn steam engine.
Toilets, telephones, and good heavens,
airplanes.
Pop-up toasters, plastic bags.
How about just plastic? And photographs. No wonder he keeps hiring me. At least paintings he can understand. Then color photographs, movies, and television.
Flashlights, paperbacks, canned goods, aerosol sprays, electric razors.
How does the man shave?
You know, I've actually never seen him do it.
Maybe all his hair just doesn't grow or something.
Goodness. I wonder at his reaction to a record album.
Ah, that was a little sweet, in fact.
I remember he said Miss Winters was picking out some classical music that she liked.
He recognized that. It didn't exactly startle him, but it did have a profound effect.
I'll bet it did.
Yes. I believed it helped Barnabas to recapture a lot of what he'd misplaced in his mind. So, of course, he really wanted a record player, but, you know,
the whole electricity thing over there.
Electricity? Our lights must have put a good singe on his retinas for a while. Ever show him an 8-track cartridge?
Mr. Evans, we could discuss this endlessly.
Tell me about it.
The worst part is that box, and lying comatose in it that long. No wonder he couldn't remember Josette for who she really was.
Sparked up and became a violent obsession, like a moth in a flame, that burned us all.
How are you handling this, Sam? You really seem like you've calmed down to the point of forgiving him.
Well, the culture shock is no small potatoes. I've had enough of my own in the last 2 weeks of supernatural brouhaha to believe almost anything.
But the curse in the coffin gives me the creeps.
And Cassandra, or Angelique, or whatever she wants to go by, hasn't managed to win any sympathies from me yet.
There is no way I can believe in a love that tries to destroy the person entirely, and then purposely wreaks more destruction on the friends and family, too.
Isn't that what Barnabas Collins tried to do to Maggie?
Not exactly. But where do you think he picked up that kind of trait? At least for a while. The difference is he managed to stop. And she just keeps going. If he became that horrible, I'm not sure I want to know what happened to Angelique, even more so. That's the thing about words and actions. They do affect people, and their behavior changes a lot. It's a matter of exposure, you know.
I thought I was the psychologist.
Right. And didn't you change coming to this crazy place? A bit more of a mess than your well-ordered hygienic snake pit at Wincliffe, isn't it?
So why is everything changing now?
Because we're sharing up the pieces and we have a few ghosts to play with, Dr. Hoffman. That's including ourselves.
A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, but a lot of wisdom can work wonders.
Is that another French expression, Mr. Evans? About wisdom?
Eh, I think I just made it up. However, this world has been around long enough with enough people in it. I'm sure it's been said before. As for Barnabas Collins, it sounds like he's... What is that word? For becoming used to another place's customs? Or the weather?
Acclimate? I guess he has. Especially with Sarah's blessing.
If she's back, he must have made her queen of that place.
Mr. Evans, do you think Maggie will ever want to see him again?
I have my doubts, but she's a unique girl, in either period. She doesn't like being thought of as a doll or an object. I guess that's why she sent poor Haskell packing. He almost could have gotten her if he hadn't started trying to control her, too. Not that I mind. Now.
As he's begun to remind me of someone else from so long ago.
I'm pretty sure I figured out why you've been driving so hard at all of this. And maybe with a coach and four instead of a car.
Wouldn't you like to know, sister?
No. I think I'm ready to move on.
Amazing! Whoever thought Sam Evans could be so very wise?
Perhaps it's because he's a combination now. A further duality can change a person. And now we meet with a somewhat shaken Tom Jennings, arriving at the main house of Collinwood with some news.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jennings. Rather late, isn't it?
Well, I felt the need to get this news to Mr. Collins. Is he here?
Oh, he turned in fairly early.
Why, hello! What a dashing young fellow!
Oh, Mr. Jennings, this is my cousin Lily. Please excuse her attire. She has somewhat of a fetish for peculiar costumes.
Oh, that's all right. I've seen it all today. Good to meet you, ma'am.
And I you. But my, aren't you a bit troubled-looking?
Well, I was working on the Seaview property, and you won't believe this, but, well, Mrs. Stoddard, are you prepared for a rather unusual tale?
Ah, Mr. Jennings, with my own recent happenings, I think I have built up somewhat of an immunity for the strange and unusual. Won't you come this way?
Thank you. Well, I was expecting some equipment to be delivered, but then this sassy guy walked in. Had a tailored suit, dark hair, black mustache, and a grin fit to wilt the garden.
Oh, sounds like someone I've met. What did he want?
Oh, he had something dastardly in mind, I'm sure. Seemed to walk around like he owned the place.
Well, he doesn't, thank heavens. But you don't look as though this was really a single man that shook you up.
Oh, no, it wasn't. As I was telling the guy to leave, in so many words, those noises in the house kept getting more and more extreme. And, well, the two of us got a chewing out by this other fellow up the stairs. Couldn't believe the beard on the guy. With all the facial hair I've seen today, I think I'll keep a sharp razor.
Oh dear. What did the other man say?
Oh, he had a lot to say. He called the first guy Blair, and scared him enough to make him just about tap dance out the door.
My goodness. I know that name. Then what?
Well, I was almost out the door myself, but then he asked me to come back. He told me he was the inhabitant of the place. Mentioned a bunch of names and gave me a few pointers of what to keep in the house and what to take out of it. He wasn't so bad after Blair left. Claimed his name was Caleb Collins.
Oh, my. I think you may have stumbled onto...
a family...
ghost, Mr. Jennings. Or did you see anything to indicate otherwise?
Wow. I thought you were going to think I was out of my mind.
That's why I made the suggestion first. I wanted to at least give you that benefit for your confidence. What a week. I'm very sorry about that. We didn't think there would be any more disturbances over there.
If you like, we could pay you for the work and a little extra since it's obvious you won't want to go back there.
Oh, Lizzie, why not? In fact, we should have Mr. Jennings introduce us. Ghosts can be very helpful creatures if you know how to communicate with them. And besides, he's family, isn't he?
Lily, please. What I know of Kooky Caleb, excuse me, Caleb Collins, is he didn't like strangers and wasn't all that fond of his relations either. I don't think he had a single friend in the world.
Oh? What about now?
I'm sorry. I don't quite follow you, Mr. Jennings. What about now?
He has me.
That is something. Looks like every time Blair gets thwarted, he manages to patch up relationships. That's somewhat polite for a demon, isn't it, Master?
Not intentionally, my twisted pixie. Not on purpose. What with everyone so tired now, we must venture into the following day, as Barnabas and his sister explore the ocean view together once again. Sarah manages to get caught up in some playtime of her own after pointing out one particular individual on the cliffs for her brother to talk to.
Ah, Carolyn, how are you?
Ah, pardon me. I wasn't sure anyone else knew about this spot.
I haven't come out here in some time.
Yes. It's a bit hard to ignore Widow's Hill from here, but one can manage. Who is that with you?
Well, if your Uncle Roger hasn't told you, let's just call her an out-of-town relative, shall we?
Ah. Aren't you worried she'll fall or get a sticker in her foot?
I can assure you I am not. I don't believe anything can hurt her now.
Oh. I think I understand. Why don't you have a seat?
Thank you.
You've been pretty occupied lately.
As of you. It's noticed that Mr. Peterson and you have been seeing a great deal of each other.
Oh, yes. It's been wonderful. He really seems to get me.
Get you?
Well, when I've been out with other fellows, it's usually been formality and flattery, and no one asks if there was much I wanted to do.
Are you sure about that?
Not exactly, but, well, Tony, he was able to get me talking somehow. We were out here, was it a month ago? Anyway, later on things just began turning around so fast, like a bat out of,
hell?
Sorry, Barnabas.
It's all right. Go on.
Anyway, we got caught up in helping someone, and then by proxy helping someone else, and all the while, as we went, we were suddenly sharing life ideas.
What kind of ideas?
Oh, plans about what we wanted to do. But not the kind where you map out your entire life with marriage or house or cars. More, what would you like to do every day or just now? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, I didn't used to. I saw a sea of eternity stretching out to the horizon.
Did you try watching boats?
Boats?
Uh-huh. Look at that one.
It's a schooner, isn't it?
Yep. Getting a bit risky over there. But I'm sure it'll manage. Anyway, the boats tend to go across here. Not a lot of cargo, but enough. It simply goes along the coast with gentle grace, running into occasional snags, but making its way well enough. No major challenges. No wandering over the Atlantic.
You're right. There is a certain elegance there. Why do you mention watching the boats?
It's something you could try. Stop looking toward the horizon so much. The waves on the shore, the breeze through the plant life. Couldn't that be enough?
It could. Funny. Here you are giving me advice. But I meant to try and be of some help to you.
Help me? How?
I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed seeing you happy. And I wanted to ask you if you could ever forgive me.
For what?
Well, that's settled then. If you don't remember.
I do remember. Most of it. I suppose I was rather vicious back then anyway.
Hardly. Maybe before. But if my mother was going to marry such a greedy charlatan, I myself might have found someone of wayward persuasion and gallivanted about. That was a coping mechanism. But me...
Oh? You haven't been overwhelmed? Sleeping and chained up. Then getting thrown into the middle of a world filled with rumbling machines, women doctors, zippers, and electric lights? I might have gone mad from the shock. I remember the story you told Dr. Hoffman. You barely got half of it right. Until Victoria came back out of that frightful seance.
I wasn't much better after that either. It was unforgivable.
I don't think you need my forgiveness, Barnabas. But I'm willing to give it if you can manage to be forgiven by someone else.
Who?
Maggie.
Oh.
You've got to tell her. She has to know.
How did you know about that?
I may not have a fancy degree, cousin. But I'm not stupid. If I hadn't thought you'd changed, though, I wouldn't even suggest it to you. Someone had to have kidnapped her. If it was Willie Loomis, you must have known. And if it was you... Well, I suppose I'm asking you and Maggie for quite a challenge. If she doesn't know soon, she'll eventually remember. That's what happens when you bury things, Barnabas. Something else grows in its place. And it might not be what you'd like.
I see your point. Deeply. Well, as of last night, I think Dr. Hoffman may be helping her to find out about that.
No. Really? And you approved of this?
With reservations. But I had a very kind person persuade me.
I think your gaze in that direction explains it all. That little girl must be Sarah, and she must be a ghost. And, if the family diaries have explained anything to me, she must be your sister, too.
No, Carolyn. You are most assuredly not stupid.
Thank you. I think you finally managed to earn some respect from me.
And I thank you. Your advice is quite sound indeed. Well, I suppose since we've indulged in total honesty, you may need to accept something else that might disturb you.
Oh no. What is it now? What? Jason? He didn't leave town? Willie was there. And... Oh! You mean... He's never coming back? Jason McGuire is Never coming back?
Yes. I'm afraid I hadn't much choice at the time.
You took down Jason McGuire?
Yes. I thought you might have known. But I don't believe there was any evidence of that.
Why? How could I ever forgive you for that?
I thought not.
I can only thank you for it!
Well, good heavens.
Oh, Cousin Barnabas, what did we ever do without you?
I have wondered that.
Well, don't wonder too much. You might end up like Victoria, slip into the past and find out.
Indeed. Well, shall I leave you to your view?
No. Let's just sit here for a little while. Now, that was chilling sweetness.
Yes. Maybe I could play another round of bridge with him. Except...
Except what, Master?
I'm afraid the rest of his day won't turn out very well, as Dr. Hoffman arrives at the old house with her report. But first, a little discussion between brother and sister.
Have you been having a good time, my dear?
Oh, yes. I wish I could stay longer.
Why can't you?
I'm afraid that isn't how it works. It's a curious place where I've been.
Is it? I suppose I will discover it myself one day.
You could come if you want, but I'd rather you didn't.
What do you mean? Be a guest in some stately home you've got there?
No. I'm afraid that if you did come, you couldn't be a guest. You'd have to be
a resident?
Yes. But we'd be together, you know. I'd make sure of that.
Oh? I oft-times wonder why you are called a ghost. To me, you'll always be an angel. I suppose my usual trusty butler is unavailable.
I'll get it.
Why, there you are. Sarah Collins. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Doctor.
And how are you enjoying your visit?
Very well. But I don't think you're really here to talk to me, are you?
Correct as usual, Miss Collins.
Here's the doctor to see you, Barnabas. Now remember what I said. Don't give up hope. There's always an answer to everything.
That isn't a very reassuring expression, Julia.
You're right. What a contented smile that just dropped off your face. So, are you prepared for a shock?
I've had so many good ones. I'm not sure how I will manage another bad one. Again.
Well, Mr. Evans wasn't really kidding when he made those wisecracks about reincarnation to you.
Oh. Wait. Then what did he mean? What did you find out?
You've certainly got a genius for making romantic blunders.
And you have a remarkable method for sidestepping the issue. What did your hypnosis session disclose about Maggie Evans?
The girl you kidnapped. To force feed an idea of being some china doll of the woman you loved? Yes?
Yes. The point, Doctor.
She actually is the woman you loved.
If your world has crashed around you, and your hopes and dreams are gone, if you wish your life was over, but it drags you on and on. Then lock up your heart forever with all your ruined goals. Throw away the key, come along with me to the carnival of souls. It's an easy thing to cash in all your chips and buy a ride, and the kind of life that you lead doesn't leave that much to hide. When your flame grows dim with darkness, and at last a lone bell tolls, listen well to me, that bell tolls for thee from the carnival of souls. But think twice before you enter. Once you're there, you can't return to the world as you know it, and the hardest thing to learn is the heartache and the sorrow will stay warm like glowing coals. Yes, it's sad but true, they're a part of you in the carnival.
All due respect to The Kids in the Hall, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, 1960s TV show, The Munsters, 1960s TV show, Reincarnation Research, and of course, Dark Shadows, 1960s TV show.
The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows is a Darrow War production.